With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Here's the latest on the attack against Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
The Justice Department has charged a man who squirted apple cider vinegar on Democratic U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar at an event in Minneapolis. The man arrested for the attack, Anthony Kazmierczak, faces a charge of forcibly assaulting, opposing, impeding, and intimidating Omar. That's according to court papers filed in federal court and made public. An affidavit says authorities determined the substance was water and apple cider vinegar. Kazmierczak has a criminal history and has made online posts supportive of President Donald Trump. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The European Union has agreed to list Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization over Tehran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests.
Kaya Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, said Thursday that the bloc's foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. Earlier in the day, Kallas told reporters,
"If you act as a terrorist, you should also be treated as a terrorist."
The listing came after the 27-nation bloc sanctioned 15 Iranian officials, including commanders in its Revolutionary Guard, over the violent crackdown on protesters. Activists say the crackdown has seen over 6,300 people killed. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump has signed an executive order that would impose a tariff on any goods from countries that sell or provide oil to Cuba, a move that puts pressure on Mexico. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said this week that her government has at least temporarily stopped oil shipments to Cuba, but said it was a sovereign decision and not made under pressure from the United States. On Wall Street, the Dow by 56 points, the Nasdaq dropped 172. This is SRN News. Another Ten Commandments monument goes up in Texas. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
This one stands on the lawn of the Tarrant County Courthouse in downtown Fort Worth. Kelly Shackelford of the Christian legal group First Liberty cheered the monument, saying, quote, "Displaying the commandments on public grounds in Texas is consistent with Supreme Court decisions that recognize our religious heritage and the best of the nation's history and traditions. The Ten Commandments are a symbol of law and moral conduct." Michael Harrington reporting.
Authorities in Hungary have filed charges against Budapest's liberal mayor over his role in organizing a banned gay pride parade in the capital last year. Gregory Carasone, who has led Budapest since 2019, had been the subject of a police investigation following the march on June 28th. The event was a violation of a national ban imposed by Hungary's conservative government. This is SRN News. A new report warns the number of military casualties from Russia's war in Ukraine could reach 2 million by spring. Correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It says Russia would suffer the largest number of troop deaths recorded for any major power in any conflict since World War II. Tuesday's report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies came less than a month before the fourth anniversary of Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The report said Russia suffered 1.2 million casualties between February 2022 and December 2025. It estimated that Ukraine, with its smaller army and population, had suffered between 500,000 and 600,000 of their own. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russia has continued pounding Ukraine's infrastructure in the middle of a frigid winter. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.